But we begin today in Canberra, where the federal government is signalling that it will back the Australian Council of Social Service plan to wind back pension benefits for wealthy retirees. The government's previous cuts to the pension budget involved cutting the rate by changing the way pensions are indexed, but that's been consistently blocked in the Senate. Now the Social Services Minister Scott Morrison says he welcomes the ACOS idea to trim the amount of government money going to richer retirees. And the independent Senator Nick Xenophon says the ACOS plan is far more likely to make it through the Senate. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley reports.
In last year's May budget, the government announced it wants to use a less generous way of indexing pensions, as well as shifting the eligibility age to 70. It said that was a key to making the system sustainable, but the upper house has blocked the changes, and now the next budget's looming. Cassandra Goldie is CEO of ACOS, the Council of Social Service. She has a plan to scale back the payments to the wealthiest retirees.
This is the kind of careful change that we do need in the pension area.
And the Social Services Minister Scott Morrison says he will consider it.
We welcome the fact that ACOS want to be part of this discussion and that they're putting things on the table.
The specifics of the plan are to change the assets test for part pensioners so that a payment cuts out when a couple has around $800,000 in assets, compared to $1.1 million at the moment. ACOS says that would save nearly $1.5 billion a year. Cassandra Goldie argues the current arrangement for part pensioners is just too generous.
Right now, you can own your own home, it can be of any value, and then in addition, as a couple, you can have over $1 million in investment assets and still qualify for the part pension.
ACOS also says the seniors' supplement payment should be scrapped. That goes to retirees who qualify for the seniors' health card but are too wealthy for the aged pension. Cassandra Goldie says they don't need it.
It was a supplement that can be paid to people in retirement who have too much to even qualify for a part pension. So it's a supplement that we don't think is well targeted.
She's pleased the government's sounding positive.
We certainly welcome the indication from the Minister that this is a change in direction that they are seriously considering.
Dr. Goldie insists the government must drop the plan from last year's budget to change pension indexation.
We certainly think that the government needs to drop the proposal to reduce that indexation, not only for the age pension, but let's not forget about the single parent pension and the disability support pension, which were also in the frame in last year's federal budget.
And independent Senator Nick Xenophon reinforces that the Senate won't back that change.
When I met with Minister Morrison last night, I made it very clear to him that I do not support a change in indexation. It is something that was not put to the people at the last election. And more importantly, it doesn't offer an equitable outcome because within a few years, you will see a significant devaluing of pensions if the indexation proposed by the government will be used.
But Nick Xenophon says the ACOS proposals are worth considering.
The issues raised by ACOS yesterday, I think, give us a potential way through this impasse. We need to look at the asset test. We need to look at tapering and also to go back to what the Howard government did for a number of years up until 2007 in terms of the formula used for the pension to be tapered off if you exceeded a certain amount of assets in addition to your family home. But I think there is scope to look at the issue of assets and a slight and gentle tapering of people's pensions if they exceed a certain asset level. It needs to be done in a way that is tapered and fair, that would have a minimal impact on pensioners. If you are a pensioner that has $500,000 in the bank, I don't think it's unreasonable to draw down on some of those savings.
The Labor leader Bill Shorten won't say what the opposition's view is.
That's political correspondent Louise Yaxley in Canberra.